2007, which is exactly 10 years to the day of today, the city of Kirkwood adopted Ordinance 9701, which granted this special use permit that we're currently under. Tonight, we are here to address the importance of the certain conditions of that SUP. Ordinance 9701 and the accompanying drawings specify that the project shall not exceed 2 four-story independent living apartments with 250 independent dwelling units, 1 two-story catered living building with 30 units, 1 two-story memory care with 15 suites, and 1 two-story skilled nursing with 38 units. The 18 cottage homes not to exceed 1 1/2 stories were approved in 2007 as the planned phase two, and neighbors were led to believe that this was the extent of the development planned by Aberdeen Heights. Now, I'm so glad you asked earlier about, was it on the plan? It was. And I would like to pass this down so you can see what we thought we were going to get. I highlighted it. We thought this was a great transition to our neighborhood, you know, and it was approved, and everybody bought off on it. And that's what we were expecting. Okay. So, the greater neighborhood of Ann Avenue, Frieda Avenue, Catch Avenue, Nelda Avenue, Altus Avenue, and Briar Creek Subdivision requests the city to abide by Ordinance 9701 SUP and direct Aberdeen Heights to follow through on the pre-approved 18 cottage homes Phase 2 plan with the approved limits of 1 1/2 stories. And incidentally, I don't think it's that hard to sell these things because the Oaks at Bethesda on Berry Road in Glendale, I believe, well, those are going like wildfire. So I don't think it's for lack of interest there. We do oppose the substitution and approval of this special use permit for this 3 to 4 story condominium type 54 unit structure, which is equivalent really to R5 zoning. It compares to the congregate living facilities of Manor Grove and Bethesda along Kirkwood Road. This entire area of the proposed expansion is situated in a 1908 subdivision of Louisa Heights, which this is where it's plotted out. And we had houses on these 15 lots that have now been destroyed over time. That is a serious encroachment. The entire site is completely Aberdeen Heights and this expansion area, all zoned R3 with minimum lot size of 15,000 square feet. And none of this is located along a major road. We're not near Kirkwood Road or Big Bend. So the proposed change would severely and adversely affect the character of our neighborhood and should be rejected by Kirkwood. Now, to address some of the conditions of Ordinance 9701 that are necessary and establish protections for our neighborhood, these are the things that we want to maintain. 55% green space, not 50%. No blasting. A dense planting screen that was required. No ingress or egress from the property from Ann Avenue. Those are all things that they want to change. Many neighbors are concerned about increased water runoff and request that any expansion at this site require the developer to conduct an independent, non-MSD, comprehensive study to evaluate the existing and future water runoff with an objective to alleviate any overloaded storm sewers, replace deteriorated pipes, and update design to accommodate the future load. And if they're grading up, this is the first time I learned that tonight, that they want to grade up to more or less berm up around the parking garage instead of having that below grade, that's how I understand it, then all of that is going to create water to run in a different direction than it currently does. Tax-paying homeowners should not be regarded as less desirable than Aberdeen Heights and should not be subject to continually fighting to hold our grounds or to renegotiate the protections we fought for as recently as 10 years ago, as this 1,000-pound for-profit gorilla attempts a bait and switch, which primarily serves to enrich its own pocketbooks. In our observation, Aberdeen Heights has not been compliant with the maintenance of the buffer on various perimeters. Tonight, we saw that they plan to put trees on Couch. Those trees are already there, so that's nothing new, okay? But there are trees that have died that were required in the special use permit and have not been replaced. Also, I believe that the, and I question whether the irrigation, which is required under the special use permit on the north and west sides of this site were ever installed. That was a requirement of Ordinance 9701. So we would request that no further granting of special use permits be considered by the city until an investigation of compliance is conducted and a report is made and the conditions are corrected. Additionally, the neighborhood requests that this sudden proposal for expansion be subject to study by the city in accordance with the 1993 comprehensive plan. The directives were stated on page 10. 1. Preserve the residential zoning and uses of the properties on the south side of Ann between Frieda and Couch, on the west side of Frieda south of Ann, on the interior streets of Craigwood Subdivision and the east side of Couch Avenue between Ann Avenue and Rose Hill Avenue. And 2, to the extent expansion of the boundaries of St. Joseph Hospital may in the future prove to be necessary and proper, direct such expansion to the south, while vacating the contiguous portion of Craig could be considered. Significant study of traffic demands and impact on Robinson School and residential properties would be essential. In any event, such expansion should halt at the Rose Hill right away. So I do have all of these papers in writing. I'm not making this up, so I will submit that to you for your study. As I said, 10 years from today, this for-profit facility now proposes to increase its residential component by 23%. So they've been open, 6 to 7 years? They've grown that much. They need 23% more units. So what are we looking at in the future? That's what I want to know. Like, another 7 years, they're going to want 20% more. What's going to be stopping this? Boomers are abundant.
Thank you.
Okay, so thank you very much, and we would like you to study all of this. Thank you so much for your time.
Hello, former library board cohort. Hello, employee at the high school. I'm Amy Barker. I live at 302 Frieda. And I've been there for 11 years now. And when it rains really hard, we get what I like to call Lake Barker in front of my house from all the drainage, because I'm kind of near the bottom of the hill. And I have a feeling Lake Barker might be growing. Maybe I can sell something. But it really does concern those of us in the neighborhood, the height of what is proposed, and especially if you lessen the green space and you grade it like this, that's really only going to increase our water flow problems, and we have a lot of water flow problems. So I do hope that the commission looks at that. Ann is also a very exciting street to turn on, either right or left already from Frieda. My husband always says, you know, hoka hey, when we make that turn, you know, it's a good day to die just because you can't see. And this is not going to make it any safer. It is one of those things where a jogger, a car, all this, and there's a, you know, there's a lot of blockage in your view. And having this much additional traffic, I'm very concerned about that, especially with the narrowness of the street. The last thing I am concerned about, Kathy Paulson just mentioned, this idea of a master plan. When my husband and I just moved into the neighborhood in 2006, we were able to look at this master plan when it came out in 2007. Oh, okay, that sounds reasonable. You know, this looks like it really will be a good addition to the neighborhood. But if we're not sticking to the master plan now, it really does make you wonder what is going to happen in the future. So, thank you very much. Have a good evening.
Thank you. Betty.
Ellen Morrow.
Hi. My name is Ellen Morrow, and I live at 301 Altus Place, and I have lived in the neighborhood for 41 years. It is an awesome, awesome neighborhood. And I've seen a lot of changes. And I mean, I think Aberdeen Heights is beautiful. I just agree with what Amy said about Anne. It's terrible. The one concern I just thought of tonight that I hadn't thought of is this is a massive plan. I don't know how long they're taking to say that something like this would be completed. I can't imagine the construction in our neighborhood. We already have a lot of construction as is. We have dump trucks that are going up and down Altus, up and down Dooley. So I don't know if there's a timeline on this, but I can't imagine the construction, if it would be off Ann, if it would be off the main part of Aberdeen. I cannot see all these construction trucks coming up Ann. So that is something to please consider. Also, just a side note, my husband and I went to a luncheon last year at Aberdeen, which is beautiful, and we love the facility. They told us that there was only five people on a waiting list. So what I'm wondering is there really a need for all these extras? Now, that was a year ago, so things could have changed, but these are just questions that I would like you to consider.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Larry Costello. I live at 340 Windgrove, and many of my concerns have already been addressed more eloquently and thoroughly by some others, particularly our attorney resident over there. So I'll just focus on one thing. One is I can't imagine, and it wasn't addressed, I don't think, in the presentation or questions from you folks, where they're going to service this building from. There's a restaurant, as we understand. It looks to me like their trash and services are going to be accessed or planned to be accessed off of Ann, which is completely inappropriate in my view. There'll be tons of trash there. There'll be trucks. We're already concerned about the traffic and that intersection. That intersection is going to have to handle more and larger vehicles, not just passenger vehicles. So I'm very concerned about that. And the other thing that others have addressed, as I understood tonight, the 80-foot setback applies to four stories and more. Well, it appears that even where we're going with the smaller setback, when you add the garage, you're above three stories. So please take that into consideration as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, I agree with some of the other comments that made by my neighbors. I'm a resident at 362 Frieda. Exemptions were granted by the commission when Aberdeen was first constructed, such as green space coverage, traffic requirements, building heights, allowing Aberdeen to further push the limits of the zoning codes adopted to protect and preserve the community of Kirkwood would detract from the residential feel of the surrounding area and be a grave mistake. How could anyone honestly feel that allowing a change from the original special use permit requirement would be good for the surrounding community? Thank you.
Thank you. very much, everybody, for your comments. Our next step is to appoint a...
Well, I turned in a card.
Do we have... Well, come on up. Would you state your name and address, please?
Mark Camphafner at 452 Meyer. I'm about 3.5 miles due west of this building as it's proposed. Many things that I was going to speak on have already been very well spoken on. The one thing to really consider is this building is proposed facing Ann is more than a block long. This is a massive building. This is as long as 5 residential houses with no airspace between. Totally inappropriate. To even waste your time here is offensive. This should have been rejected by staff and never brought to you. It is not appropriate at all. This building is not a 3-story building with parts of it 4-story. The first floor is over 15 feet above the intersection of Altus and Ann. I don't know about you, but when I walk down the street walking my dog, this is a 5.5-story building that's looking down on me. It's not a 3-story building with a nice shingle roof. Get it right. There's only one thing. Don't waste the time of city council. Reject it outright and tell them to go back home.
Thank you. Okay. So as I started to say, we are now going to appoint a subcommittee, and that subcommittee will be comprised of Commissioners Stauder, O'Donnell, and Deal. So what I'd like to see if we can set up a time to have an on-site meeting. Who will represent the petitioner at the on-site meeting? Who else?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Eric Morf. I live at 618 Alexander Drive, Kirkwood, Missouri. Oh. I'll be happy to represent the applicant.
Okay, great. So have you all had a chance to discuss the time?
We have not. We talked about Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, Monday or Tuesday.
Can you be more specific?
Morning. What time are you guys thinking? Tuesday, like 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Well, Tuesday. I don't. Kathy wanted to attend.
I would love to be there. Yeah. For me, it'd be better Tuesday, like at 8 in the morning, if that would be possible. That's not too early.
James, what's your schedule? Tuesday?
I apologize.
Tuesday the 26th.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's coming Tuesday.
I could
it's
do
coming
that.
Tuesday.
At 8?
8 o'clock.
Can we do it at
8:30? 8:30. Okay. Yeah.
I'll be there for 8:30.
Tuesday at 8:30?
Yep. Can you do that, Kathy?
I'll do my best. I'll be there for part of it.
All right. So we will have a meeting on site at 8:30 Tuesday the 26th.
Great.
Good.
See you then.
So that ends our discussion of that petition. Thank you very much, everybody, for
Alan, one question.
Attending.
It's a big place. Where would you like to meet? There's a lot of doors, a lot of places.
Where would be a good spot for us to get together with you?
I would suggest the main entrance off a couch, and then the main portico where you come in there. There's a concierge right when you walk in. We can meet right there.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next item of business is internal items. And we will address PZ0718, amend zoning code, residential corner lot setbacks. Give everybody a moment to exit.
Okay. Okay. That's great. Thank you.
You must have forgot.
All right, getting back. CZ0718. Amend zoning code residential corner lot setbacks. As a subcommittee comprised of Greg Frick and me. And I can tell you that Jonathan has already taken me out to the woodshed. We haven't done anything on this. I am trying to schedule a time to get together with Greg and meet, and then hopefully maybe our next meeting will have something that we can present to the commission.
When you come up with that date, will you send us all an email?
Oh, yeah, sure.
If I can be there, I will.
Oh, well, actually, it'll be a public hearing, correct? Wait. Would you like to be at the meeting with just the three of us?
That's what I'm saying. Okay. If I'm able to, I would.
All right.
It will be a public meeting. We'll still have to post it like normal. But, yeah, we can send, once it's set, we'll send something out to the whole commission. I think you're probably on the email list. No? We have an email list that it goes out to as well, the subcommittee meetings, right?
Yeah, yeah,
right, right.
Yeah.
And they're on it.
Yeah,
so just like the other subcommittee notifications, but you'll get noticed. We'll let you know.
Very good. And then you see our upcoming schedule, October 4-18, November 1-15, and December 6. If you can't make it, I'll let Patty know in advance. Does anybody have any other items, Jonathan?
I have two quick ones, if I can. First, we did have, I think, one commissioner sign up for the UMSL courses. If there's anybody else interested, please let me know soon. That's the certificate in planning and zoning. And then second item, the annual volunteer recognition event. Hopefully you all received notice about that, so please remember to RSVP. Sorry, I forgot the date. So I'm looking here. Was it Thursday? Okay, September 28th. Oh, yeah, next Thursday.
Right.
Yep, at 5:30. And then
I just got tickets to the Cubs card.
Yeah, you're supposed to RSVP 2 days ago, so we might be able to sneak you in if you haven't RSVP'd yet, but I can't make any promises.
Hey, Jonathan, is it a lunch or a dinner? Or
what? It's I think hors d'oeuvre. Kind of, hors d'oeuvres.
In the evening.
In the evening, 5:30 in the evening.
Can you tell me if I RSVP'd? I probably could. I think I might have, but I don't recall.
We can let.
I'll tell Betty.
I'm sure it's enough.
I can't
notice.
Go anymore. I RSVP'd. So
okay.
Yeah. Well, that was good. But I'd be happy to go.
For
okay. So yeah. James and Alan will let Betty know tomorrow.
Okay, great. Anything else? I'd like to get a motion.
I will just for the record, I will not be here on the 4th. I will be out of town.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second, Matt. All in favor, raise your right hand. All right, we are adjourned.